Groundhog's Day Off by Rob Perlman, illustrated by Brett Hillquist. Every year, on one special day in February, Groundhog wakes up extra early. Crowds of people gather outside. Locals, tourists, even the mayor. News reporters with large microphones and big shiny teeth are waiting. Every year, they ask Groundhog the same things. Are there going to be 6 more weeks of winter? Is spring around the corner? But the one thing they never ask Groundhog about is him. No, how are you feeling? No, have you seen any good movies lately? No, do you like mushrooms on your pizza? Not even, who does your fur? Groundhog has more to offer than the forecast. But that's what happens year after year. Well, not this year. Dear people, I am a groundhog with feelings and things to say, but all you care about is the weather. So this year, I'm going on vacation. You'll have to find someone new. Sincerely, Groundhog. P.S. I'm taking my shadow with me. Groundhog packed his robe, slippers, magazines, and shadow and headed for the spa. The townspeople didn't know what to do. The mayor thought long and hard and finally announced, "We'll hold auditions for a new groundhog." Lots of animals wanted to try out for the role. Elephant was just too big. Ostrich got the whole thing backwards. Monkey was asked to leave after an unfortunate banana cream pie incident. Bats, owls, moles, and possum schedules didn't work out. Poor Puppy suffered from stage fright. And Sheldon, well, his shadow just wouldn't behave. "This is terrible," the mayor cried. "There's only one animal right for the job." Groundhog had been relaxing when he heard a news report. "Nobody has Groundhog's flair for the dramatic. Nobody can wake up as early as he does. No one," the mayor said, pausing, "is as special as Groundhog." Groundhog couldn't believe his ears. "They do think of me as more than just a weather vane." And with that, he threw on a towel and whistled for a taxi. "Take me home." Groundhog tunneled under the stage and popped out of the hole. Ta-da! The audience stood and cheered. The reporters asked Groundhog all the questions he had always hoped they would ask. "Where did you go on vacation? Which team are you rooting for in the playoffs? Do you prefer chunky or smooth peanut butter? Is that your real fur? Will you do this for real tomorrow?" Groundhog stopped signing autographs. "Tomorrow?" he said. The reporters nodded. "Tomorrow is Groundhog Day. You came back just in time." "Well then, no time to talk. I have to go to bed early." The next morning, Groundhog woke up extra, extra early. He poured himself a cup of warm mint tea and peeked out of his hole. And this time, the reporters asked him about much more than the weather. "What would we do without you?" "Bagels or donuts? What would you do with $1 million? Seriously, is that your real fur? You like me. You really like me," Groundhog said with a huge smile. He finally felt like everyone cared about him. He was very happy. That is, until he climbed back down into his hole, turned on the television, and saw that Bunny had hopped away. Auditions would be held in the spring. The end.